Colossians, chapter 3. Seek the things that are above. So then, if you are risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on earthly things. For you have died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, reveals himself, you also will be revealed with him in glory. Therefore, put to death what is earthly in your life, that is, immorality, impurity, inordinate passions, wicked desires, and greed, which is a way of worshipping idols. These are the things that arouse the wrath of God. For a time you followed this way and lived in such disorders. Well then, reject all that, anger, evil intentions, malice, and let no abusive words be heard from your lips. Put on the new self. Do not lie to one another. You have been stripped of the old self and its way of thinking, to put on the new, which is being renewed and is to reach perfect knowledge and the likeness of its Creator. There is no room for distinction between Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, foreigner, slave, or free. But Christ is all and in all. Clothe yourselves then as is fitting for God's chosen people, holy and beloved of him. Put on compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience to bear with one another, and forgive whenever there is any occasion to do so. As the Lord has forgiven you, forgive one another. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. May the peace of Christ overflow in your hearts. For this end you were called to be one body, and be thankful. Let the word of God dwell in you in all its richness. Teach and admonish one another with words of wisdom. With thankful hearts, sing to God psalms, hymns, and spontaneous praise. And whatever you do or say, do it in the name of Jesus the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through him. On obedience. Wives, submit yourselves to your husbands as you should do in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not get angry with them. Children, obey your parents in everything because that pleases the Lord. Parents, do not be too demanding of your children, lest they become discouraged. Servants, obey your masters in everything, not only while they are present to gain favor with them, but sincerely because you fear the Lord. Whatever you do, do it wholeheartedly, working for the Lord and not for humans. You well know that the Lord will reward you with the inheritance. You are servants, but your Lord is Christ. Every evildoer will be paid back for whatever wrong has been done, for God does not make exceptions in favor of anyone.